This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka.
India has extended support of $400 million and a bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to the Maldives. The support will be instrumental in tackling the ongoing financial challenges faced by the Maldives. The decision in this regard was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Mouissou in New Delhi today. Besides the country swap agreement, the two countries signed two MOUs including on bilateral cooperation on preventing and combating corruption. Two MOUs were also renewed between the two countries on capacity-building programs for Maldivian judicial officers and in the field of sports and youth affairs. In a press statement after the holding talks with Dr. Mouissou, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Maldives have adopted a vision for comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership to give strategic direction to their cooperation. All arrangements are in place for counting of votes for the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana tomorrow. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for smooth conduct of the counting process. The Commission has set up robust, foolproof and secured infrastructure facility for disseminating trends and results through its website www.eci.gov.in. A three-tier security arrangement has been made at the counting centres. In Jammu and Kashmir, the result will decide the political fate of 873 candidates. 28 counting centres have been set up across the Union Territory. In Kashmir, 10 counting centres have been established in Srinagar, Budgam, Ganderbal, Bandipora, Baramulla, Kupwara, Shopian, Kulgam, Pulwama and Anantnag for the counting of votes. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on 18th, 25th of September and 1st of this month. On to Haryana, in the state, 90 centres have been set up across 22 districts for counting of votes tomorrow. Voting for 90-member Haryana Assembly took place on 5th of October. Tomorrow's result will decide the political fate of 1,031 candidates. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today called for new and innovative technological development in the country to address future threats. Inaugurating the DefConnect 4.0 in Delhi today, he said that the government is committed to fully assist both public and private sectors to achieve the goal of a strong and self-reliant defence sector. Highlighting the importance of the meet, Mr. Singh said that it is a valuable platform to bring together different stakeholders of the defence ecosystem, which can help India strengthen and become self-reliant in the sector. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, all left-wing extremism, LWE-affected states, working shoulder-to-shoulder, are committed to completely eliminate Naxalism by March 2026. Mr. Shah stated that in order to completely eradicate Naxalism, it is essential to give a final push to eliminate this menace once and for all. Mr. Shah today chaired a review meeting with the chief ministers of LWE-affected states in New Delhi today. In his address, Mr. Shah urged the chief ministers of all affected states to review the progress of development and anti-Naxal operations at least once a month. He also asked the Director Generals of Police to conduct such reviews at least once every 15 days. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi tomorrow. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakraborty will be honoured with Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. The Best Actor Award will be conferred to Rishabh Shetty for his stupendous performance in the Kannada film Kantara. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that the government is working to improve the farming culture in the country. After a meeting with farmers and farmers' union in New Delhi today, the minister reiterated this government has taken many decisions for the sake of farmers like the Krishi Vikas Yojana and Fasal Bima Yojana. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the year 2024 has been awarded to scientists Victor Ambros and Gary Rovkun for their discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional gene regulation. MicroRNA is a fundamental principle governing how gene activity is regulated. And with that, we end this news bulletin.